The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Popeyes, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Couldn't see the light, and whenever I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I've been walking for miles, and my heart could be crying dead in the middle of a smile. But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountain. I hollered help 'cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. Heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
Storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio Today. The storm is over. Or is it? Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Guardian Radio Today. I'm your co-host, Gabby. And of course, in studio, we have none other than the man himself, Mr. Garth Maynard Roseborough. Garth, tell the people hello.
You didn't even hear my voice, eh?
They love you.
Oh, you think so?
After being locked inside for the weekend.
You think so?
They want to hear from you.
Well, I love them too. I want to give a shout out to my good friend, Miss Lilith McPhee. She's out in Elizabeth Estates. She sent regards to me, so I just want to send them back to you. I met your son on Carmichael Road, and it's been a pleasure. And for all of those people that are tuned into Guardian Radio 9 FM, we did have some blessings in terms of weather. We prayed for water. We prayed for rain. When we had those fires in the Western Corridor, we said, Jesus, God, please send some rain to help us with these fires. Now, maybe we sinning too much. I know we like to sin. We like to sin. Oh, Lord, we like to sin. And maybe God did hear the prayer, but the sin caused a delay because all we got now is water. Now you're saying too much water, too much water. Well, this has been the weekend of blessings. I just want to say it's been a weekend of blessings, but at the same time, we've had those that we love, those that we admired, those that we put in a position of responsibility has left us. And I'm going to allow Gabby to go ahead and allow those condolences to pour in if they would do so, if they would like to do so. I am going to be a bit flexible today. We're supposed to have Dr. Marvin Smith come in today to speak about the medicinal marijuana and the marijuana bill. And I think they have a new pharmaceutical union that they now have actually embarked upon. And, you know, one of his favorite topics is that Immovable Properties Act. He likes to discuss that as well. And so he will not make it based on delayed flight. So we're going to postpone his appearance, but we will be hearing from him later on in the week. And so thank you all once again for tuning in. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio Today. Bernard Roseborough in the company of Gabby, the beautiful one, the beautiful voice. And she's here today to cheer you up just a bit. We're going to play a little bit of music to keep you going today, but we want to have a discussion with you. This show is about you, not about us. Not about how I feel and not about what I think. It's no I on this show. Let us have a discussion and let us build a better Bahamas. Gabby, go ahead.
Well, firstly, we'd like to extend our condolences to the family and friends, loved ones, all of those constituents in the Golden Isles community as we mourn the passing of Vaughn Miller, who died at age 64. Mm-hmm. He was your MP, Garth. Is it correct? He was your MP down there in Golden Isles.
And that's why I say nothing but God be with him and his family. And in about 14 days, we'll talk about Golden Isles. But we don't want nobody talking about politics and nothing but Golden Isles. Give the man some respect. Give the family some respect.
These vultures ain't no respect.
No vulture in here. You're a dead black bird. You come in here talking fool. Go ahead, ma'am, and give your tribute. God bless you.
So, call in. The numbers to call in today is 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. And the text lines today, powered by BTC, is none other than 422-4796. Those of you that want to call in with your particular tribute. Also, Garth, in news, the
Union.
Owner of
Rescue
was found unresponsive. Did they confirm if he is still with us?
Well, I think he's left on the UFO as well, but he's no longer with us. And a great man he was.
Keith McSweeney.
Yeah, a great man.
So we want to send our condolences to him and his family as well, and the family of Rescue Mortuary on his untimely passing.
Yeah.
So we are in a community that's grieving.
O'Neill Thurston. Don't forget him.
Oh, yes.
Secretary General.
We have also O'Neill Thurston, the Secretary General of the BPSU as well, passed away on Sunday. Was it Sunday? Passed away on Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. So we want to send out condolences to all those members of the union, friends and loved ones as well.
And you had a social media pastor that also passed away as well. So, you know, before we take this caller, let me just say this caller. I often say to everyone, we all make achievements in life. We all aspire to be greater in life. We all want to be positioned in life. But the key word here is life. And as we all know, I don't feel there's any one of us that's going to beat this whole idea of death. And so to make your contribution now to the universe in a loving fashion, I think is merited. And when that time comes for us to be moved out of the way, whether that is a retirement, whether that is a reassignment, or whether that is death itself, we must understand that the legacy that we leave should be the legacy of love. There shouldn't be any turmoil. There shouldn't be any hatred. There shouldn't be any war. There just should be an understanding that we are here for a purpose. We live according to that purpose, and when that purpose ends, we move on. And so, caller, go ahead. Sorry to put that in on you and like that, but you know, I think we got to be reminded every now and then. Go ahead, sir. Caller, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Brother God.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I am the mayor of Grand Bahama, and I'm calling to give my contribution as a alumni of the Iron Bailey High School in New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
Class of 1925 and won that school. He's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great contributor to the Bohemian economy. And I just want to give my condolences to his family and his loved ones. And then I also want to give my condolences to the family of Keith McSweeney, my good friend also.
Wow.
Yes, because I live in Grand Bahama, and he also lives in Grand Bahama in New Providence.
Mm.
And Keith was a good guy as far as I knew him.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, we must salute those who would have made contribution to the development and the building of our Bohemian economy and society. Yes, and you and Gabby and your crew, you all are always doing a good job. You know, I always listen to you and Howard on the radio back. And I remember listening to you on More 94 a long time ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your support, appreciate your prayers, and I just want to encourage you to continue to be healthy
Yes, of course.
Continue to be mindful and to continue to build.
Yes, my good brother, and all the best.
All right, have a good one. Right. Next caller, right. Please.
We lost her? Mm-hmm. Caller, you can call back, but I guess at the beginning, of we're going to use the beginning for callers to call with their tributes.
Oh, I ready to jam now.
You ready? Okay.
I ready to jam. Give me some music. Let me take a little quick break. I don't know what's causing me to cough here. But caller, go ahead quickly before we take the break. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you on the line.
Good evening. This is Dr. Universe along with you. And I forgot your
Gabby.
Name.
Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Gabby, I suppose, because I listen to you on it.
You're breaking up. I don't know if it's the weather or what. We're going to take a break. Call back if you can. And we want to jumpstart this program. But to God be the glory. Great things He is doing. Great things He has done. And we know that our future rests in God.
For a storm to arrive, stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
We're jamming here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio today. Yes, we've lost 8 people in this beautiful country, but you know what? God is still in control. And as we lose some and give them back to Jesus, He's also sent some to us. And so, you know, you young people out there, we're depending on you. We're depending on you young people to stay out of trouble, to do the right thing, and continue to keep what we call this Bahamian thing going strong. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, God, I hadn't finished.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you. It was break, so I'm glad you called back. Go right on ahead before I...
It wasn't my fault.
Go, no, I know it isn't. It never is. It's okay.
What I want... You know what I need some information on or desire some information on?
Go ahead.
The situation with the person in which the Zoom appear on, you know, on the compound or something of that sort. Give me some information on that.
Zoom?
On what I want to say also, right? Government might as well get some guys off the street to run some of the, the entities, because they would do 100% better than what's happening now today. And Bremen Darling Ferguson said that. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you. Whatever Zoom information is out there, maybe the producer can assist you with that. I did get a message for Zoom on this morning while I was home. I wasn't able to fully get into it. I spoke briefly to the station manager, and was given permission to come to studio today. Gabby, here's what's on my mind. And I know you're going to like it, you know. I just didn't want to tell you anything about it before I talk about it. But with all due respect to the concerns of the Bahamian people, I drove past Cowpen Road heading towards Faith Avenue. You know what happened so on that road, right? I saw a whole lot of people that used to live there before the Minister of Works in the village.
You lie.
But when I drove by that morning, the same crowd of people, like when you're in the U.S. and you go past Home Depot, you see a bunch of Hispanics there, and you go past like Lowe's and some places, you see a certain type of people there. These people were there, dressed and ready to go to work. Now, I thought the Department of Labor cleaned out that community and those people dispersed and went and lived in apartments throughout the entire island. That's what I thought. So my curiosity now is, I wonder who living in the back of the bush still. I don't even want to know, because I know you could break them down, but I know you could build them back up. I want to know where all the people come from that early in the morning. Now, I did see, when I was passing around the 21st Century area, I did see one little immigration bus heading that way. But I know immigration knows that that's where the people hang out. So I tried to figure out in my mind, why we got to wait till we go on the roundabout or wait till we go on the bus stops in the morning when we already know
where to go?
Where to go? I just asking these questions, man, because when it comes to understanding how our country works, I'm trying to think in my mind, who is really running this country, man? I'm not saying that to be nasty. I'm not saying that to hit out at the PLP, to hit out at the FNM or anyone else. I just want it to make sense to me. Hospital. Let's talk about, but see, I want to get to that because I know that can raise your hair and you can be like Samson with this long hair down to your butt cheeks. And your husband will say, Jesus Lord, baby, you look good. We all know. I mean, don't lie to me. We all know that people got money and people who have high government office. Where do you think this goes to the hospital, Gabby? I asking you. We never had this conversation before. Where do you think this go? Give me two places you think they just go.
To the U.S.
Or the U.S.
And they go in the doctor's hospital.
And they go in the doctor's hospital.
Until they could get a flight out.
Okay. This ain't hard. You all know these things. See, they're trying to make me into a liar. And I'm not going to lie for you people. You don't understand yet? One minute you're here, the next minute the UFO come and you're gone. So I ain't trying to go on the UFO going downstairs. I'm
gonna try the rapture.
Call it whatever you want to call it. But them people who ain't got no God in them, I'm trying to make it plain and clear. It's a UFO. Because I don't know what it is. I never see it. I just know one minute you're here, and the next minute you're gone. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go into the US or the doctors, while everyone else, where they gotta go, Gabby? I know you're smart. Go ahead. You can say these things.
The Princess Marguerite Hospital.
Princess Margaret Hospital, or you can find one clinic close by to your house, and they still can
but
send you.
But that's not what you're going for.
Yeah, and then you still can. Mm-hmm. Now, Gabby, I want you to be honest with me. Don't try lying to God.
Don't.
We ain't lying on this one. No, don't think this
up. Oh, Lord.
When you go to PMH, how long you got to wait, you think, on average?
24 hours.
Within
before
20,
you, before
about,
you, before
about
you,
24 hours, you think?
You're in that in A&E for a very long time.
A very long time. Okay.
They may assess you within a few hours.
Yeah.
But before anything else is done, you're going to be there at minimal 24 hours.
And you might get away, possibly, maybe shorter
maybe,
time, maybe. On a good day?
On a good day, if you know somebody and make a couple calls.
So is the nursing staff, are they civil service?
They are.
Oh. What about the doctors?
They are. All of them are contracted with government.
And so the support staff and the registry staff, all those people, the treasury staff, they all?
Civil service.
So here's my problem again. Immigration know where to go in the morning and they ain't going. The hospital people know I come in there because I need attention when? When do you think I need attention?
When you say?
Right now. Mm-hmm. Like right now. I'm not going there unless I need to be there. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take me forever. So, Jesus, I could almost catch a flight to Miami if I have some money and go and get the help I need immediately, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying to you, there comes a time in our matter, whether you are rich, whether you are a politician, with your high-ranking government official, there's just a small window mm-hmm. that you may just end up in PMH. You believe that? Mm-hmm. Depending on the circumstances. Mm-hmm. So if you know that all roads lead to PMH, when is the politicians going to fix, and when is the civil service and those in authority who manage the civil service going to fix the medical problem in terms of PMH and all the other medical facilities? When?
You're asking a question in a circle, Garth.
I got because to ask
you,
it.
You literally just said that they have two other options.
Yeah, but suppose
at the drop of a dime.
Suppose the airport closed. Okay. And suppose Doctors Hospital ain't got no more room. Where you got to go?
Doctors Hospital will make room for the right price.
That's how that works.
There will never be enough room. There will never be a sign that there's never, no room in the end.
You mean that little small hospital could always make room for people? That little small hospital.
Okay, then.
If you got the right money, you mean
Why you acting like you don't know what move the needle? Tip.
But great God. Okay, let me hit another.
Hey, thing about it.
I asking you about these things. Got to ride on these roads.
Don't talk about them roads.
Ministry of Works. You wait for Ministry of Works. He's a civil servant.
I went up with that one Balfour Avenue in particular.
Someone call and tell me why the civil servant will understand that they got to drive on the same roads too. I just want to know. I just want to know. The civil service is supposed to be the engine of this country. Yeah, you need your money. Yeah, you want your things. I get it. But the same things would be what? It's the same things you also need. So why don't you just go to work and do your job? I talking something wrong?
Now, there's a flip side to that.
So give us the flip side.
Because I've spoken to nursing staff. I've spoken to staff in some of these government ministries.
Not all. Yeah, some of our ministries will be working hard.
This is a flip side to it.
Yeah.
They want to work, but you know what they lack?
The equipment,
the resources to get the job done. So they will tell you, ain't no medication in the hospital. They could tell you, oh, you need gauze. We don't have none. We don't have no pee pads to put on the bed. Matter of fact, we don't even have no sheets to put on the beds. It ain't that we don't want to give it to you, God. We don't have it.
Okay, guess you want increment. And you want raise. And we ain't got the necessary things to make sure that we could give you a job. Now, me personally, see, you all think I's a wicked man and I's a beast. But you ain't lying. I's a beast for true. If I ain't got what it takes to do the job, guess what God do? I close down the shop. Close down the shop. It don't make sense. You have a shop open if you ain't got nothing in the shop to sell. What you got the shop open for then? Make that make sense to me then, Gabby. You from the next generation. See, I'm glad you're sitting here. Because we got to fix this.
You know life at Kiowa Hospital.
I know. And you're better off going to the dog clinic if you want help. Human Society probably help you faster than the PMH.
Wow.
I think they got gauze. I think they got Band-Aid and thing. I think they do surgery on dog. I only ask it, Gabby. Gabby said, we'll make it today. Okay, when I go to customs, I think customs is way hard. I like customs. I know they do little things in there, but I like customs. Mm-hmm. Customs people always look clean, sharp. They on the job. I ain't gonna lie. Customs, mm-hmm. I give you all a hand clap. I like customs.
I have to shout out the mortgage cop while we at it too.
Mortgage cop is work with you.
I had some of best service. So since we breaking it down, I believe I had some of the best into the door from the receptionist down to the officers that received you after. I'm talking about the waiting area clean, the staff, professional. Shout out to Miss Hannah, I believe her name was as well. I mean, exceptional. And I almost had to ask if I was in a government office. What was different from everywhere else. Effective, efficient, professional.
You like that?
Loved it.
Hey, my God. We see, we ain't here to beat up nobody. We just want you, the human people, to identify the strengths and weaknesses of our country in terms of the civil service. These people want their money. I have no problem with these people getting their money. But we cannot get this money to you without getting the country right now. We got plenty of things to fix, Gabby. How are we going to balance this? Because you're telling me now that there's some people doing the job, some people doing well, and there's some people who cannot do well because they don't have the equipment necessary, and then there's some people just sitting there doing nothing at all. But everybody in this bowl is going to get a raise.
Are we coming back from these trips with anything in hand? I know when Mia
I think
Morton,
something coming, you know.
When Mia, something coming?
I think something on the way.
And on the way?
I think so.
How long did it take to come? Like, you come. Like, how?
I think this week.
Because... Mia Motley, when she travels and she's able to go back to her parliament to say, I didn't go spending all my people money and come back with empty hands.
I
didn't just come back with loans.
She
was able to stand in her parliament and said, I came back with gifts, free money. Nothing that we have to pay interest on, nothing that we are indebted to. These trips are with purpose.
Okay.
So all of these large contingents we see everywhere, all globe-trotting everywhere, a delegation here, a delegation there, what are we coming back with? Promises?
I think we can get some things this week. Call on you on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to
hey, buddy.
On your
how the weather treating you, man?
Well, it's okay. I didn't get to Rubat.
You didn't get to Rubat?
I off your blocks, you know.
Huh?
I off your block.
Stop it.
Yeah, man. I think I always be calling, but that I saw down Carmichael Road here by Bacardi Road. That I saw that nigga drop them over violent and thing. I be mad about
listen
that. That is irritating me.
Is there and can I get it fixed, eh?
Yeah, man, that's in the bend. Yeah, are you talking about you need land for housing? You could have put some houses there, it would have been better. You know, saying that we've been much, much better to put some house in there.
So, you know what one of my ideas was, and I really trying to stay away from that constituency until such time, you know, because we want to give it a breathing room. But, you know, I can't understand for the life of me why we couldn't have a super highway from the airport straight to Gladstone Road. I honestly just can't understand that.
Yeah.
And you put all of your major infrastructure, like your a police station, a library, a school... those type of things, a hospital, a firehouse, all those things should have been right there on that superhighway with easy access to and from.
But you know the plans for that were already in the works, right?
We know these
on
things.
The drawing board.
Call you know but these plans they have.
They have these years sitting there.
But I know for sure that was a dumb thing between me. And I know you don't like see. That was a no-no. That should have never gone, yo.
But boy, listen, I
should have never gone, yo.
I appreciate you. So what civil service you think should really address that?
What?
Which department?
With that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who approved that, but that should have never gone there. You could have put that on Fire Trail Road, but I think they didn't want to go there. You know, that's a good. We talking about we need land to build house on. That would have been a good piece of property to put house on. Every fucking thing. Not that garbage I see there. Now, I called really with concerning the road.
Talk
the
to
buck
me.
Stopped with the Ministry of Manu in charge. You can't just have one paving equipment and you got all these people there. Hire some people and get the paving equipment. You can't have that road been bad for years. See where you're coming from?
Yeah.
And also when you're going up that hill, that little hill round up by Last Rattle Road, man, it's a nightmare. Sometimes I got to say many miles over the road to go to come to the
That curve you're talking about right there, boy, I don't know. Let me see the devil road. You know the bend?
Yes, my brother.
You know the bend? The S, what they call the S curve? Come
all
on.
All the Carmichael Road needs paving. That's been outlawed. And you tell me they can't buy paving equipment. Hire some payment, man, and let's get this road looking like them. I mean, I pay my license and fee all the time. It's just that people just don't care. And there's an authority who don't do the work. See, I heard you when the girl was saying, well, they get the income and it. Yes, but it ain't them. It's the people who up top who don't want to do the things what's supposed to be.
How mercy. Well, I appreciate your call, man. I got to take another caller. Good. Take care. Next caller, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Carson, Gabby. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful. Carson, Gabby,
my
concern today,
and
I don't know if you recognize that, there are still a lot of vehicles without license plates attached.
There are?
So I knew a few months, yes, sir. If you look around, you'll see the cubes and other vehicles that does not, those little small cars that does not have any license plates attached to them. And they are, because for me, I understood that they had an exercise where they said that plates were in, persons could have now retrieved their plates from road traffic. But that is not the case. That is why in many of these incidents, in terms of drive-by shootings and things that are happening, these cars are stating, the persons are stating that there were no license plates attached. So what they do, they just migrate right into the
existing traffic
community because you already have cars that has no plates on them. And I think we really, really need to take a second look at that, because that is, in the event that someone hits your vehicle, there's no plate. Only thing you could say, it looks like a discolored note. And that's about it. You understand?
But you know what? That is so frustrating. And just listening to you, it's so annoying to know that these things exist, eh?
Yes, take a look around, guys. When you drive around, just observe. There are a lot of vehicles that still do not have the license plates attached onto them. And the police are not doing anything. They need to pull these people over and find out exactly why your license plate is not affixed to your vehicle. Now, I knew at one point the government had run out of license plates, and I knew they would have made quite a number of plates. But if this is the case that they do not have license plates, why? And is that a real issue and concern for the for us? Because here it is, these criminals are taking advantage of this opportunity in terms of no license plate. They could be driving your stolen vehicle, even though they would change the plate, because you know some of these criminals are very crafty. But yet, still, we need to know why there are no plates attached to these vehicles. And that is a very, very deep concern for me as a citizen of this country and really being a person that moves about a lot. Because if someone, say, hold me up right now and I could say, oh, I may be able to get the license plate, what am I getting? Just a vehicle? The color? The police don't even know what they're looking for.
Makes it
very
difficult.
That car South West Plaza all the way to Bacardi Road.
Well, let me ask you a question then. If you were to rate then the system of road traffic in this country, how would you rate them at this point? Because I think they're also civil servants.
I would give road traffic a 5.
You give them a 5?
I would give them a 5. At one time, you know, where the police weren't able to fill in. I don't know if you recall years ago, you had road traffic officials who used to be on the road giving tickets as well. They had the power to give tickets to persons who weren't adhering to the road traffic laws.
And then what about the idea? Is it possible to recycle plates or to create our own plates?
I think our plates should be left in the hands of the government. Whereas the government should have control over that, because then it comes down to audit. When you do an audit, you would clearly know, well, okay, John Doe has this particular plate, it's attached, it's affixed. So if something were to go wrong, well, you know it leads to John Doe. Let me just give you an example, and I'm very upset with road traffic, the police, even though they're doing a tremendous job. A car, an SD, hit me on Samila Butler roundabout about 3 months back. I stopped. The car cut across me. It took off the my whole front bumper. My light is in and everything. It slowed down. I would have come to so we can reason in terms of, hey, you hit me, so forth. When I came out of the vehicle, the car sped off and gone. But luckily, my daughter was in the car. She was able to take a photo of the vehicle. And I also was able to get the license plate number. You know what I was told?
What?
Oh, apparently some of the license plates are given through the back door.
What?
I tried to inquire. Yes.
No, ma'am.
This was told to me. Yes, sir. Why I could not, to this day, road traffic has not contacted me with nothing pertaining to that plate. And it's an SD. It has to be affixed and attached to someone. So I am now going to email and the necessary authority, because I want to have my record where I would have made communication. What is the situation in terms of my report? This is an SD. I clearly took the photo of the car with the SD plate attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, vehicle did stop at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out, it was heavily tilted.
Mm.
I don't know if someone was, they was in a mad speed.
Mm.
And they hit. Now my car is still unfixed. I have yet to hear from, but it's 3 months ago. I have the incident report. Why is it? Why?
Mm. I really do appreciate your call, boy. That is really, really disheartening. I appreciate your call. We need to have more people like you involved in town hall meetings so that we can bring these type of complaints to the surface.
That is no problem. If you and Gabby would spearhead it, this is something we as citizens need to come out. Come on.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
You're a media talk show host, and it would be good, you know, if your guys would try to help. We all work together in trying to bring these things
to the surface,
you know, openly, because we leave everything in the hands of the government, and hey, we as citizens are punishing and suffering for it.
I like it.
Thank you so much for your call.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Gabby's going to read a few texts for us, and then we're going to go to a break.
The texter says, as she says that, I'm riding behind a car with no plate. This texter says, condolences to the families on their loss over the last few days. Good day, Garth and Gabby. Condolences goes out to the family of Vaughn Miller. May he play it. It is well with his soul. Mm-hmm. They want to hear that song. They say Garth was talking. Bremen was talking about the drone landing on prison grounds.
Ooh.
A drone landed on
prison grounds? Yeah, I heard about that. We're going to talk about that too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Garth and Gabby. Y'all so real until I voting for you to run the country. Y'all ain't cataract. Y'all get Bahamas in your veins. Y'all speaking on behalf of God. Continue to speak truth to power. We are listening to your sermons. Preach. God is the preacher. Well, it's just your armor bearer. Garth Bremen meant drone. He is referring to the story inmate sentence after drone used to sneak phone onto prison. What's going on here? Garth, you wrong. You want the people to go humane society for better for love, sir. Laugh out loud. This text said, bless Monday, greetings to Garth and Gabby. All glory and praises be unto Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who hath kept the Bahamas in peace and safety during the storms of life. We shall all gather for a day of prayer and thanksgiving unto Jehovah God Almighty, who reigned 1st of October, Selah, from the mayor of Grand Bahama.
Let's take this quick break, folks. We'll read the other text when we get back. This is Garden Radio Today, 96.9 FM. We got Kermit on the board. We're going to be jamming today. We'll be right back.
Printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Experience Marco's Pizza incredible deals paired with unmatched of these limited time offers. This summer, indulge with Marco's. Get two large one topping pizzas with and choose between a cheesy bread or center squares for just $27.50. Upgrade to chocolate center squares for only $1 more. Or enjoy a large pizza with cheesy bread with a 2-liter soda for $22.50. Don't miss out. Act fast. Order now for carryout or delivery at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM's Smart Talk All Day.
Hey, we're back. That's Chris Penniman out there, you know. I didn't even know when Kermit left, man. Chris walked in here. Chris, we got a special request for the song It Is Well. I don't know if you're going to find that for us, but we're going to jump right back on it. As we go into the news in just a few minutes, we're going to go over that request, It Is Well. Folks, we are just talking a bit today because we know the civil servants, they need that adjustment. Listen, we're not against you. You need that adjustment is so late. It's unbelievable. It's good to know that the adjustment is on its way. I kind of feel like something broke loose this week, but we can find out later on. I tell you, I got a little tip from a birdie on the wall. I think something on the way for you. But then at the same time that we want to compensate you, I just got to do this. I asked on Friday, my good cousin Belinda Wilson called in, right?
Oh, I'm so mad I missed that show because you know
I love Belinda. You love Belinda Wilson.
You know Belinda. Just so then you know you
call her. Call her on the line.
Tell a story about Belinda.
God and your co-host.
We in here fighting because she loves some Belinda Wilson. I
love it.
I want to say
that. You could get knocked out through the phone too because I love Belinda Wilson myself. Love her. As a matter of fact, been to school with Amazon.
I can pick fight. Team. Me and Belinda's cousin, but we can pick fight. I can pick fight.
No,
I ain't scared.
No.
I ain't scared.
That one alone.
I listen to me. I text him and tell him, you better drop Belinda. Because Belinda.
Let me tell you something. Belinda Wilson in this town, like Dr. Fox.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. You going after Dr. Fox, too? Go ahead, Foxy.
Yeah, listen. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm happy with the call it everyone. I have to admit, we are running a fast-failing state.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing seems to go right in this town. Okay. They can't say yes today. I just came off dialysis, and guess what?
How are you feeling?
The power went off.
What?
As soon as you came off.
Well,
oh, while he was on.
Yes, as soon as I came off.
No, as soon as
I
came off.
Couple minutes later, because the power went off.
Because
the
machine don't play.
The danger about it is, I told them several years ago, when it happened several years ago, what you all need is a UPS.
I know.
Uninterrupted power supply.
That is correct.
On places like dialysis.
That's correct.
So the machines won't cut with the power and then go dead.
That is correct.
That is what happened today.
Boy,
they gone dead.
Was anyone else on the machine? Anyone else was on dialysis machines?
Man, we got 25 machines in there, guys.
Listen,
occupied all the time.
I don't talk all my business, right? But you know, I got someone in my house on dialysis. That's when I was polycystic kidney disease. I don't talk for business. People don't know my challenges in life. I don't share too much. But you know, I travel every month. You say, oh, you're always on the plane. What you think I got on the plane for? We got to go get that access fixed. Every month, we got to go get that access fixed. Every month, we got
Thank
bills.
God.
One time
Thank
I went, one time I went away. Listen to me. One time I went away. And I ain't going to lie to you. We ain't going to PMH, even though my feel. Listen to me. We went away for Christmas. My mother came in from Michigan to the Bahamas to spend time with me. Hadn't seen her all year.
Uh-huh.
We in Florida, and we went for 3 days to be back on time to see her. You realize that we ended up in that hospital for 2 weeks and spent $14,000 cash right then and there? You know how expensive it is to get proper medical care in today's world?
You telling me?
You got to do this thing right. So you talk about UPS systems, this uninterrupted power supply. You need that.
You need it. So the transition, you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't
but
even know.
That several years ago. But they, and but guess what the good thing was today, guys?
Mm-hmm.
And
and your co-host. The AO and all of them was just passing through the unit. So they caught it full-fledged. They caught it. They saw it.
The sad thing is this. Let me tell you the sad thing is, my friend. The sad thing is that we don't pay attention to these things until our family members who we love have to endure these same situations.
Exactly.
And that is what is sad to me. We got to fix the civil service. We got to fix the system itself. We got to fix this country. You keep on saying to me, we're losing our country day by day. But the only way to save our country, go to work. Let me say something to you. Nobody beats me working. Nobody. Because it's my intention to be the hardest worker and the smartest worker wherever I work. And I'll tell you why. Well, it's not about a dollar bill for me. It never has been. Because as we leave this earth, we don't take the money with us. The first line of defense for the Bahamas today, I want to give this out to you and the Bahamian people. The first line of defense for the Bahamian people today is go get a job no matter what they pay in and do it well. I guarantee you will no longer have an immigration problem.
Okay.
But now, who's going to sacrifice and do it? Because that's what it means to be a soldier. You got to sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
You hear him, this GNN, Grammy boy, you hear him made a disclaimer a little while ago that he's a hard-working man. And
I heard him.
Right?
I heard him.
He forget who he talking to. He talking to GNN, Grammy boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Grammy say, you ain't bring my honey yet.
you want me to be your BA?
Huh?
I got 15 people on the line right now asking for this honey right now as we speak. When I leave, I got to find gallon bottle to go get them some honey right now.
Thank you very much.
So kind. From here, I go into work. So if you call me, 807-1969, text me, then we'll work it out. But that's exactly where I'm going from here, straight to the hive.
Okay, thank you very kindly. Thanks for taking
Well, you got bad ways. Call. You got me calling on my number for all these pretty women from Elizabeth Estates and all over the place who love me to go get my phone number to call me. You can get me in trouble. But it's good to hear from you, man. We can fix this, but I'm glad you got off the machine this morning. I continue to pray for you and continue to pray that we improve the system so that those people who are on dialysis, who have kidney issues, that you'll be restored and be healthy. Thank you for your call, man. Gabby, that hospital, man, talk to me.
It's in a sad state. That hospital actually should be condemned.
You think it should be condemned?
When you go through a lot of the areas, what's not leaking, the air condition isn't working, you have parts that now are starting to develop mold and mildew.
So why isn't that a priority?
I have to keep asking the question, what is our priorities?
Okay, I'm listening. Because you're smart. You're young
because
and you're smart.
We seem to find money to do everything else except for what's important. We could find money right now if something comes up and get a delegation of about 50 people on a trip to Dubai right now.
Oh, man, you're throwing rock now. You're throwing
right
rock.
Right now.
This is what we're going to talk politics.
Right now. I'm talking about politics. If we had to go, if the king or someone in Buckingham Palace happened to pass away, we'd have a delegation of about 200 people right now. Find the money. 200 people right now on the plane to England. We can find it. Where it coming from, guy? So why can't we find the monies to overhaul the hospital that we have? The plans were already started. What's happening? Why can't it be completed?
You see, you know the problems with you young people? You hear Chris playing it as well, them old people it as well. He ain't nobody knew it as well, eh? Listen to that. You gonna find them old it as well. Call on the line.
Chris, I think they weren't there. That's Simeon Odin did as well. It is well.
But let's see what he come up with. Call us on the line. Call me after the news. Let me see what Chris waking with.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
this way. This is the way. Good God, man. Don't say, that's your party. Don't cry, I hear, welcome. This blessed show, run control.
And we are back. This is Garden Radio Today, 96.9 FM. In the studio today, Garth Maynard Roseboro with Gabby, the Gabalicious
calling,
one.
I got to start calling my full name like I used to with it.
You can do that. You got to do it however you want to do.
I know my wife.
I'm certain I am the only one. You know, one of my favorite shows used to be The Highlander. And there could only be one. I love my uniqueness, you know, and that's why I tell people, love me or hate me, I am still going to be me. I kind of love me.
I think that's why we gelled so well, you know.
Yeah, you love yourself?
If I love myself, you know what I love? Of all my mother's children.
You love yourself like that?
I love me the most.
And guess what? Let me tell you why I love me so much. Because me is able to pour into you. That's what I love about me. I love to pour into other people, and it has not cost me a dollar. Mm-hmm. All it cost me was a smile, and it's a joy to be with you. And even when I get you angry and upset, you say, oh, I disagree. Oh,
my Belinda.
God, you're so stupid. You know what I realized? Man, I am so glad to be able to even hear you say that about me. I have the gift of hearing and the gift of listening and the gift of speaking and the gift of smelling and the gift of looking and touching and experiencing. And it's good to be a Bahamian. Call on the line. You go right on ahead. Let me pour into you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good day to all.
Good day to you, my friend.
You know, God, please tell me right. Mm-hmm. Right? Why do we continue to perpetrate our slave wages on our poor people? Refuse to give them a livable wage, right?
Uh-huh.
You know there were two kinds of slaves, right?
Explain it to them. Let them hear it.
There was a house slave.
Mm-hmm.
There were fear slaves.
Now, before you go further, I know who you are now. I like the way you talk now. Now, let me ask you a question.
Right.
If the master say, okay, you got two choices today, boss man, which one you want to be, the house slave or the field one? Let me hear which one you is.
No, you won't be none.
Well, he's a real Bahamian.
I will be a rather bitch.
That's a good answer.
You know, the house, he live in the attic or in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat better than the fields there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the masters, you know, he also was educated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the master educated him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The fear slave ain't had no education.
No.
Right? No kind of learning. Right? And you know, if the master's sick, the house slave will say, master, we sick.
Mm-hmm. We sick.
Sick, eh?
Yeah, we sick.
We sick.
Yeah, because he's smart.
The house slave, the master's sick, the house slave is, I mean, the fear slave is, and the master's dead.
So if you were to give a connotation or a description of our civil service as we have it now on a whole, 100%, is our civil service acting like the house slave or the field slave?
Man, 99% of them is house slaves. That's the problem.
Mm.
The same many of them don't make a livable wage. The teachers... I talk about the teacher's salary. Someone tried to tell me the teachers don't make more than $15,000 a month. The teachers make almost $3,000 a month.
A year.
A year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a livable wage.
You know what I want you to do for me? I want you to call me back because I got some other callers in the line, but I want you to call me back. Make sure I call back. Let Chris know you called me back again because I like your conversation.
One more thing I want you to do. See, the people who call themselves conservatives and Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that, I tell them, and other people, liberals, ask them to look at what neoliberalism is.
Neoliberalism.
Neoliberalism.
Okay, I'm going to let Gabby look that up in a minute. We can talk a little bit about that, and thanks for your call. Next call on the line, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That's a British good afternoon right there.
That's all right. I want to be a runaway slave as well.
Run away, run away, run away.
Yeah, need a house or feel slave.
Well, I like that. Go ahead, my brother.
And some teachers are making just a fraction, two-thirds of what was mentioned a while ago. So
mm-hmm. Well, I know you are an educator, and I know you're a hardworking man. I also know that you are a good father.
Yes, sir.
I know those things about you.
I'm proud about that.
Yes, and I'm proud of you.
And I'm like you. I'm looking out for the betterment of others.
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. Now, yeah. I heard a talk about by-elections and things. That's why I call about this time around.
Well, the by-election talk, I really don't want to talk about it till about 14 days.
No. That's not about the by-election.
Okay, good.
Okay.
The question is, I heard that two-term.
Yes, they have.
So I want to know if there was a by-election on the first person that passed away.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Yes, that's how we got
But that's why I don't want to talk about it, because when I talk about it, I ain't talking about that like with Kool-Aid, water, and sugar.
And just,
I can talk about that like Kool-Aid, just a drop of water, like really concentrated. Right. Because see, the difference is this. I live in Golden Isles.
Mm-hmm.
No other media person on the microphone lives in Golden Isles. So every conversation about that constituency in 14 days' time, it could be Garth, Maynard, Roseboro, and I telling you, I only talking the truth. It could be strong. Oh, it could be strong. Okay. I don't care who don't like what I got to say in 14 days. But until then, it is well. It is well with our soul.
I can understand that. Well, let me end the way I should have begun.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I want to give condolences to the family, and I think that should be the first thing. Even before we talk about by-elections.
That is proper.
Allow the funeral to pass, and then we can talk about that.
Praise God. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Hey,
Thank
love you,
so
brother, man.
God.
You're a hardworking man, and you're decent. God bless you. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line. Caller, go ahead.
G&G, or is it two G's?
Well, you know.
Which one you prefer?
I ain't in them people's G&G society,
show.
Right?
Welcome to the G&G show.
Yeah, but I ain't in them people things, but I see they only got one G.
Listen,
go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon. Listen, Gabby.
Yes.
You were preaching just before the news was trying to call. You know, they could find money for everything else.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
But they can't find money for the essential thing.
No.
I threw a men's workshop that was put on by Nature's Bounty and Dr. Pinto. And he said he was trying to get an MRI machine for the public hospital. One lousy $1 million, he said, for one machine. And we can't get MRI machine in the public space. Haiti got MRI machine. Jamaica got MRI machine. $1.5 million for a new one. You could get a used one for
probably $1 million.
I know our people. I know our people are cheap, right? But I know our people.
It ain't cheap. This ain't cheapness.
No. What I'm saying to you is that I know our people cheap, but I look at a guy, be like, you know, we got to try raise this $1 million for this machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. Our people need to say, Garth and Gabby, I send them $1 today. I send them $3 today for this machine. So we go get this machine, because we can't wait on the government for everything, man. We can die.
What you mean? Is okay if we know the government is break. That they say they break, but they don't act like they break. If you say you ain't got the money, but you could find money to do all kind of things. You see, they don't use the public system, you know. When they get sick, they could jump on the plane to go to Cleveland Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
They could jump on the plane
now
to
you
go
talk
to
the Cleveland Clinic. Yeah, that's my hospital.
Doctor's hospital.
That's mine. I love Cleveland Clinic.
So it's only the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Who can't afford $550 to get these MRI intakes, who are suffering.
That is true.
And the Dr. Doolittle Dava, he needs to get off his do, and start to do, and you know, and people need to agitate.
I believe we need to agitate for these things.
We need to get up and start to stand up for our rights and letting people know what thus said the Lord. Amen?
Amen. I appreciate your call, my brother.
Thank you.
Your
so
words,
much.
Your words are good words. Let me take another call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Garth and Gabby.
Hey. I lost one caller for you.
I was going to say G&J.
Yeah, the other
G.
caller need to call me back,
G,
but go ahead.
G. Gabriel.
G&G. That's right. Listen, you asked a very interesting question a couple minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all of the callers from the time I actually tuned in spoke to it. You know, the government can, well, the representatives in our house, because the Bahamian people is the government.
Mm-hmm.
The representatives in our house can find monies for everything under the sun, it appears. You know, when it comes down to PMH, your multi-million dollar hospital, when, you know, it's like successive governments have this thing whereas they do not take care of infrastructure that is existing.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems to be a norm because it seems to be friends, family, lovers, cronies, and so on and so forth. Because when it comes down to buildings and infrastructure, you find that their cronies and stuff, they are renting, using the Bahamian people's money to do these things. This money is not their money. They don't care how this money is spent because they are not impacted by how they're spending our money. And we have to be very succinct with these conversations.
So what is the solution to us making them more accountable in terms of our spending?
You know, it's most of the improprieties that people claim that some of these politicians do, but yet they are not placed before a judiciary council. They're not put before the courts. They're not. Nothing happens.
It's a judiciary.
So therefore, the thing out here is they feel that they are untouchable because of their wealth and their social status.
So it's
in the United States, you notice that the U.S. government or the court systems over there, they don't care who you are. You could be the president of the United States. You're either impeached or policy cohorts. But here in this country, it seems as if they are immune to be placed before the courts. And don't say to me that there's no evidence. Because the second you start to present evidence, you got enough lawyers in there that they have at their beck and call. They'll come here and knock down everything which you try to build.
Well,
this
Jeff
is a corrupt system in this country.
Jeff, I want to say this.
On all levels, and we have to fix it. We cannot be afraid to approach it and take it heads on. We can't.
So, Jeff, where is the judges paid from? Where is the judicial system paid from? Where does that salary come from?
We know where it comes from. That's why I call it a corrupt system.
So the system itself has a flaw.
If you are courageous enough and you are people of integrity, you're supposed to stand up against it. You call wrong for a wrong here.
Well, to all of those great judges out there, you know, especially in court number one, because I, as a fella, is going to try against my little rent money from these people who don't like to pay rent. You got some good judges up in there. I love them judges up in there. But even that system up in there, some biggity people speak by the door. You know, put your shirt in your pants. Put your belt there. Like, who this be talking to? So, you know, but Jeff, your point is very well taken. We got to go pull up our pants in this country, tighten our belts in this country, be biggity like them people down by the courthouse. All my courthouse people, it's good to hear from you, but we got to make this right.
Just one remark, and uh-huh. I'll run. They need quickly to pull up their pants mm-hmm. above their navel. That's what
above the navel. Anyway, next call on the line. Let's go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Rossborough and the guests.
Good, man. I hope I didn't hang up on you because
you did. But
I think the producer and I pressed two different buttons at the same time. That's what ended up happening.
It happens sometimes.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
What I say, the reason why the Bahamas doesn't have a new hospital thus far,
mm-hmm.
It's alleged that most of the senior doctors have their own practices. Okay.
Oh.
And it would allegedly if the Bahamas government was to build a new hospital. You notice. All governments try to renovate the existing hospital, the government hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Millions of dollars have been spent. But now this governor came with a plan to build a new hospital, although it's for women and children, right? They have a problem with that. Even the nurses' union have a problem with that. All right, mm-hmm. Like I said, do the research. You'll see most of the senior medical professionals allegedly has their own practices. And what I call that, double dipping, eh? Have a nice day.
Man, y'all people so smart in this country. Next caller, go ahead. Next caller.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, God and Gabby.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Gabby, I'm at a park when your neighbor.
The park is your guy. Where is this? This is Lifewood Key, Old Fort Bay. Where is this? Where is this where you live?
I'm in Tall Pines, actually. We talking, my minister is the Minister of Health.
You're the
hospital.
Tall Pines.
In Tall Pines.
I know the park in Tall Pines.
We have several.
And, And it wasn't bad repair, right?
Mm-hmm. It was.
Okay. Now, Mr. Minister for Beaches and Park, I think last week tried to come after the way after the budget debate. He never gave contribution as to the $7 million overspent.
It was reallocated.
The money was reallocated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of excuse that is afterwards? But anyway, I'm him in Mount Moriah. Look here. The fella saying, but the MRI machine, right? One of them could go brand new for $1.5 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that plane where they're trying to land 3 months before the government changed on my property in Crooked Island. You know where that plane is, but they came in the house last year and allocated $2.5 million, right?
Be listening.
Some smart mode person, when I say where the money, where the plane. Not last week, before last, right? And they text and say, "Oh, that money was never drawn down."
So
let's take
you talk about your property in Crooked Island. You know where the money in plane is?
Huh? Need to answer.
No, I want to know if you know where that is. I want to know if you know if you got any drone on your property or any solar camera on your property, so you can tell us where this money and the plane is. Because then means you can talk after the show. We can go look for the plane.
No. Look at it like this. The $2.5 million, there was lying voice saying they're trying to buy a plane. When I tell them, no, stop lying. But what I'm saying is, someone said they never draw down the $2.5 million, right? It was never drawn down. But it was approved. So take the $2.5 million
and
take $1.5 million and buy an MRI machine.
So I can write that down. We need an MRI machine. I like this conversation. Let me take another caller, and I'll get you later. All right, man. Boy, listen.
Before we go to the next caller, though, God, this texter says the $58 million that we're spending in travel, though, how about we take $1 million from that?
Hey, that's a question. Caller, go ahead. That's a question. Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Same machine they talking about in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, as we must be honest, this machine was there, you know, but it's just that when they there, how the people handle them.
Oh.
They don't take care of them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Maintenance of the machines.
And stuff like that, but how is it? The same private company there, they have their own, so what they do? They take the people who are supposed to come up the hospital to go to the private one and get a check because it's all about the money, God. I don't know if this is designed for these things to be so, to break down. Look at the pharmacy. When people used to go to the pharmacy, to the hospital, and the clinic to get their medicine and different things, it wasn't no pharmacy on the outside. Now you have pharmacy all over the place now. Because why? It's designed now that they don't have these medicine and stuff at the hospital in a different place for you to go in private places. And this is where the problem is. But nobody's fixing the problem.
Well,
If I was in government and I could elevate myself to go to a private hospital inside the state, I would have do it. And people know they was in government, and they would have done the same thing. But
you remember when I told y'all, Gabby, I said to you people that the new middle class job for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is politics. I did tell you that. If you want to be a middle class person, you don't want to be poor. You got to be a listen to me. You got to be a politician or a preacher. Mm-hmm. Did I not say these things?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be. That's what, otherwise you're going to be either rich. Or you're going to be poor. Next call on the line, go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, my contribution is, the question was asked a few calls back, what is the solution to fixing the system?
Let me hear it. You got it.
I believe the solution is, whichever political party, we need to find out from that political party their belief in freedom of information. If what you are doing is in the best interest of the Bahamas, the Bahamian people, what is the issue with having freedom of information? You ought to be happy, glad to disclose information if what you're doing is
in the best interest of the Bahamian people.
I like it. I want to talk a bit more on that with Gabby. I appreciate your call. Let me take this other caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line.
Chris.
Go ahead.
Turn your radio down for us, please.
What's going on?
You're doing good.
And Lady Gabby.
Hi.
Yeah. God, I hope you bring me back some coffee from Michigan, buddy. I hope you bring me back some coffee.
Boy, let me put it in short for you. I was running from...
Hey, but God, the problem is really leadership, man.
Okay.
It's the will. It's having the will. Because if you go back, Pierre Christie, say he was talking to the late Bobby Wilson on the plane coming back from L.A., from giving Sir Sidney Poitier the plaque. And he told the Minister of Tourism, you know, we don't have nothing to do in the summer, you know. You know, it's really bored in the summer. We need something to attract the tourists, you know. And he came back home, and he put together Bahamas Carnival, and we find $30 million. $30 million to put together Bahamas Carnival. It's the real man. It's the leader. It's up to him. And delegating this money into the right things, man. And spending $180 million on consulting and traveling all over the world and friends, family, and lovers with this package and $7 million going down the road and the property in Clifton Pier on the PLB and the Affluence. I said, you know, this MIR machine, $7 million to get? It's leadership, man.
But you must
having the right leader in place and delegating the money the right way.
You smart. I think you from Bamboo Town.
Oh, you so smart.
Anyway, but yeah, I can give you some Bahamian coffee today. I can find you today. I give you that real Bahamian coffee today.
All right. Leadership, man. That's what it's all about. Find whatever they want, yeah?
I like the call.
Yeah. All right. We all be a link up. All right,
back. All right, man. Go ahead, Gabby.
Guys, you know, we have to acknowledge our texters.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Who are tuned in and locked in, and it seems like a lot of them are patiently waiting. One says, I waiting for the 14 days. We are the princes of the universe.
All right, then. I got you.
They are waiting, God.
14 days.
This next texter said, God sound like you both to be rootless in 14 days.
14 days.
How you don't even want to touch the constituency topic a little bit? All.
No.
They said, respect to you, though. Speaking of West End, did Kingsley Smith open his bank account he didn't have as yet?
14 days. Give me 14 days. Give me 14 days.
They say 14 days.
Just give
days.
Me 14 days, yeah. I want July 14, you know. I know what 14 is. But listen, man, the caller, we just lost you on the line. Well, go ahead, caller. I think you're back. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm, y'all.
Go ahead.
The court got to start paying people restitution. You know, the people who take people to court and they have to wait a long time and, you know, and stuff like that. And over you take people to court. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
The court should start paying people restitution because they're all jiving.
It'd be nice to the court because I go in there October 16th. I want the court to be nice to me.
Boy, once you're right.
We have to legislate that, though. I believe a lot of our laws are very outdated. Because you waste a lot of time. People have you wasting a lot of time having to take them to court, and there is nothing, and you get nothing back for it.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. Restitution. Thank you. Girl, you got sex.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Well, court number one, I come in on the 16th, 6 o'clock. I gonna
this
be,
is the same case, guy?
Yeah, man. This a year
this
later.
This same yeah, case a year later.
Yeah, but when I telling you all, the civil servants can get their things.
But
I can get mine.
There is no punitive damages, though, that you receive after you've been a year. You know what you could have been doing in all that time, God? As hard as a worker, you say you are?
That's all right. That's all right. I can wait.
That's time wasted, God, that you cannot get back.
I could wait for that. I tell the civil servants we could wait. Just bring it, though. Don't talk it. Just the day you bring it, we can be happy. Because I got civil servants in my house, too, you know. You don't know that, eh? I get mine, too, you know. But I could wait. Listen, folks, this is Garden Radio Today, 96.9 FM here in the Bahamas. We're going to go to a quick break, let some of these sponsors say what they got to say, and hey, we appreciate our sponsors, especially Cleveland Clinic. You see, Cleveland Clinic, that's where I just go.
Mm-hmm.
I know politician, I know preacher, but I
think that's the Bahamian Clinic at this
Cleveland
point. They should have a wing named after the Bahamian,
people.
The Bahamian people.
And you know what they tell me at the Cleveland Clinic? They say you need to drink more Gourmet Punch. they won't do to me because they say everything in me waking. Cleveland Clinic, we'll be right back.
And the Lord shall be said, even so. Somebody do it again. Follow in his way. With the soul. It is way.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, it is wet, wet. Northern Russia, what you think? Do the hair.
Hey, I'm back. We back. I'm dancing for Jesus. You know, he's having a little song like Jump, Jump, Jump for Joy and all them other type of good jump music here in the Bahamas. Oh, Jump for Jesus. Bishop Lawrence Rule, the people love you. We appreciate the work you do for those people who need a meal. Mm-hmm. And for those people who are listening who are in a fortunate position who can sponsor Bishop Lawrence Rule to continue to feed people. I think we got Bishop Walter Henschel on Wolf Road, who also feeds people. And don't forget my good girl, now Miss Laura Johnson, on top of the hill there. You know, she's right there on top of the hill ministries, right off of Shirley Street there, off of Kemp Road. She also feeds people. And then all of you good pastors. Mm-hmm. You know how I go, but all of you good pastors and you good church ministries that reach out to the community and you provide food, you provide clothing, you provide counseling services. I think we need more churches to give counseling services. And we need more churches to help out in financial management. We need people mm-hmm. to learn how to manage their finances because very clearly the government is overwhelmed. I think each government that comes in is overwhelmed by the services that they need to render. So some of these type of services that we can assist our community with, I think we can reach out and we can lend a helping hand. Now, I've been behaving for the whole show, I think. I think I've been behaving for the whole
you
show.
Think?
Yeah, so y'all think my memory's shorty. I never smoked dope. Now, I supposed to bring Dr. Marvin Smith in here today to talk about the medicinal marijuana bill because I don't know what's taking so long to pass it. Because while I sat here with the previous show host, we spoke about that being a low-hanging fruit.
But it was a low-hanging fruit under the last administration as well.
And we never picked this fruit. So I had Dr. Marvin Smith coming in, but he's delayed coming in from Atlanta through Miami to come home based on flight delays. So he will be here at his first availability this week, Abby. And if I'm not here, of course, you know, you're free to engage.
Don't forget
and
what
guess what's happening next week? Mm-hmm.
On Monday.
I said, you know what, Lord, you can't hold no malice against nobody, even though you want to hold it, you want to be mad with people, you want to hold things on them, you got to let things go because life is short. I said this last week, before all of these things happened this weekend, I said this last week, like I felt something was about to happen. So I said, Gabby, you know what I want you to do since the OPM is coming? I want to open up the microphone to the leader of the Royal Opposition, Mr. Michael C. Pintard. I think we owe it to him to have a seat here. And seeing that I am kind of a little hard on him, I said, Gabby, I think I'm going to allow you to interview him. That's what I can do. See, I'm a very fair man. I may not like you, but I could be fair with you. How you like that? And maybe Jesus will help me to like you. How that sounds?
You have to let these things.
I don't like disrespect. I don't like it.
I don't want to talk about that live on air. I tempted to ask you, but I know. I can open up a different can of worms.
Okay.
So we ain't going to talk about that on the air.
I try.
But on Monday.
You can be here with him.
On the 6th of October. Yeah. We're going to sit down.
And have a discussion with him.
And we're going to have a discussion. Hmm. And we're going to find out. We're going to get to the nexus of this all.
So am I being a fair person, though?
You're being a fair person.
Okay, that's all I want. The caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, I return a call just to salute Minister Laura Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor Johnson.
Oh, yes.
You know her? Works.
Of course. What are you talking about, man? I rode a bicycle all the way to go and help her in a summer program with the children.
Listen to me. You don't know this woman. This woman, look how I know this woman, and since you don't know. This woman partially raised me, eh?
Well, she's a good woman, man. I'm telling you, if I can tell you she's a good woman, what are you talking about?
I trying to tell you how good she is. That's why I so good.
She has to be good.
Okay, then. So I want people to support her because she's a great woman.
And that's why I called to underscore that.
I mean, they had a fire down and everything burned down and she lost her husband and she's still holding the fort. So I need the people of the Bahamas. If you get a little extra something, go and look for Miss Laura. Once you hit Camp Road, between Camp Road and Shirley Street in that little block right there, you go back on Hilltop. You call it Hilltop Ministry by the Catholic school, I think. She right
there. There's a tall building there. And you turn that same corner, she's behind there. She's feeding the children.
Yes.
She's cooking. She's giving them
clothing. Please help this woman. I need y'all to help her and I need y'all to honor her. And I appreciate you calling back, my friend.
Definitely, man.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Now, Gabriel, here's where the trouble starts. Now, Friday, when my good cousin, see, you think I'm scared, called back on this show. She called 3 minutes before one. That's the news. I said, call back, cuz. Call back afterwards. She called back after.
And I love.
And she spoke for 20 minutes. I
love it. And I didn't interrupt her.
Was I respectful?
You wouldn't dare interrupt her.
I wouldn't know if I was respectful.
You order that respect.
She's a civil servant.
She deserved that respect.
But she is my.
She commands that respect.
But she's a civil servant. She's a civil servant. She's working for me. You want to know this? I'm the bigger cousin, not her. I is the one in charge. What y'all think this is? But I love her though, so I just leave her be. But I still ask a question with nobody answer. So we're talking about the government departments that work and don't work and what we can fix.
I think the teachers work very hard in this country.
I ask you that. I ask a question, Gabby.
And so I point out the mortgage corp. I told you they're working hard down there. They're working hard. They're giving good service.
Customs is work good. Sadness is way good.
We on the fence about
all them other things is
we
way good.
We on the fence about the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, some things where they ain't working good.
They laugh out.
But this is what I'm trying to say to you, though. I asked the question, is the children dumb? Are the parents dumb? Is the teachers dumb? Is the system dumb? Who dumb? Why we getting a D-grade average? Let me hear this.
God. Why are you asking those types of questions?
Okay, then tell us about your mom in the hospital then, because see, you all ain't want to answer me. See, this is the truth.
Why are you asking those type of questions?
I got to ask us. Did they say we got degraded? That's all I want to know. Someone explain that to
me. That's a complex that we can't take that on,
Chris,
in the last 20 minutes of the show,
we got four entities. This is how it's work. Four. You got the children who just reached here yesterday, and they bought the buddy smart children with them phone, eh? You got the little children them. They degrade average when they graduate in grade 12. The parents, them, let the children, them, graduate with the D-grade average. The teachers, them, who they say trying to work in so hard and want raise, let them graduate with D-grade average. And the system ain't changed since Columbus was here in 1492 with a D-grade average. You tell me who responsible for the children them being dumb. That's all I want to know.
We have a lot of factors that is responsible for that, guys.
You only got four answers.
We have a lot of social promotion. We have, so that's multiple choice. None of the above.
Oh, no, no, no. See, we ain't taking that.
None of the above.
Chris, we ain't taking that.
None of the above.
This woman needs salvation.
None of the above.
This woman needs holy oil.
Baptize me. Take me down to the River Jordan.
You know why you answer like that?
Take me down to the River Jordan.
You've been to the school of Belinda Wilson. That's why.
Listen to me. I want to tell you about Belinda Wilson.
Okay, tell us about Belinda Wilson.
I met Belinda for the first time, I think, around, and it was in 2013. I was at the College of the Bahamas then. It was COB then.
Look at her smiling, Chris.
And I have to smile because Belinda's, you know, you have those mentors who don't know they like your mentors.
So you won't be like her?
Because Belinda is, ooh. I always said, if I got in a fight, if I needed somebody to defend me, right?
Uh-huh.
I ain't calling a chihuahua. I ain't want no ankle biter. I want a bull. I want Belinda Wilson.
Chris, you hear that?
And, you know, that was my introductory to the union days with Ernesto. He's the president now of the union down there at BTVI.
Mm-hmm.
He was the president of, they wasn't the Mingos then, we was the Caribs, and it was COB.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the president of COBUS. That was,
mm-hmm.
you know, the student union then. And we had a little issue. Perry Gladstone Christie, the Honorable, mm-hmm. was the prime minister then.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to do some things down at COB. So, you know, our union, we went up there and we sat in. We actually made the front page. One of these.
The front page.
We made the front page. You know, Ernesto Nevius, he was a unionist, trade unions from there. And we sat out there and they did. We went peacefully to Parliament to go and sit in Parliament.
You sat in Parliament too?
They denied us entry.
I would deny you too.
And
you,
Belinda walking there.
You don't behave.
And this is why I tell you, it's an OG.
You bigoted.
It's an OG.
Mm.
Belinda walking there. Belinda say, she walk in. She say, hold on. Let me go see what's happening in here.
Oh, Lord.
She walk inside. She come back up. She said, what nonsense they talking about? All them seating there, y'all can't come up in here. What kind of atrocity is this?
Yeah.
She may not even remember that moment. But from then, I said,
"You love her.
This my woman.
Oh
business.
Jesus,
this
here.
My woman." I was beaming? Infatuated by the power, and from then I think I followed her as time progressed, her career, the way she fought and advocated for the people under her carriage, and when you see, you don't see. Often women in leadership, like somebody call them miserable. I am very happily married. Everything is good at home. I'm this, I'm that. Because anytime you see powerful women, women who are able to assert themselves in a particular manner, mm-hmm. the first thing you holler, they miserable. Mm-hmm. They bigoty.
Mm-hmm.
They something have to be going on, anything. But when you see a man do it, he passionate. He's confident.
That ain't set up with me.
He's...
You want to be a champion, Brian? You say, what they say to me, Chris? I sound angry.
So I had to take this time to send a tribute to Miss Belinda. What, Johnson?
You said decent, I am.
Wilson? To your good cousin.
You said,
because that's a decent woman. Let me tell you something. She raising up a generation here of people, of fighters. Okay. That woman, she's taking the martyr for her generation.
Mm.
And a generation coming behind. Because you asked the question, and I wasn't in studio, of some of the things, and I'm glad she was able to list some of the things. Many of the things that these governments are touting came from things that they presented, that she presented under her presidency. While they may not give her the credit for it. And I don't think that's something that she looks for. She genuinely wants to see the transformation of the education system. And I believe she means well. And Miss Wilson, if you are listening, listen, from Gabrielle Alexis McKenzie Enias, you keep up the good work. You keep fighting. You keep pushing because you are inspiring generations to come to keep going. No, they may not see your good works today. But guess what? One day, and I hope they give you your flowers before it's too late to give it to you, they will see the works that Miss Belinda Wilson has been doing for this country and for education in the Bahamas. Thank you so much for that, God. I think I got it with my system now.
Now, I just want the listeners,
before I
take one of my great callers, I just want the people to know that Gabby texted on Friday, and she had this to just share with you. And you see how kind I am. She was supposed to be there, but she had an emergency. So, Gabby, you see how decent I am?
I had to. That just was the, on my heart.
Just the people microphone.
I had to let you talk.
This is yours, Guardian Radio today. You could call in and say what you got to say. Caller, go ahead.
Hey. Good afternoon.
You see all this abuse I stake around here?
Gabby.
Hey.
You're doing a good job, girl.
Thank you so much.
You're doing an awesome job. You just keep on shouting to the mountaintop. You're doing an awesome job. Listen, Gabby, Dwight them got...
I ain't got mine yet. What wrong with you?
Dwight them got to give you your... You ain't qualified for your own show yet. Gabby didn't get her diploma and her GCE and DJC and everything. Jesus. Gabby,
I go and get fired.
Listen, you can't fire God, though.
But Gabby, the praises that you've given Miss Wilson is that you right on with that. That lady is a fighter. Let me tell you, if I'm going to war, I'd like to go with Miss Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
If I go on the war, because you know what? She fights for people. She's a fighter, and this country, and she's representing the union. I called last week, and I heard someone was trying to rebuke her for the work that she does, but she's doing a good work. She's representing people, and it's unions what build countries and what build nations. That's what it is. And Miss Wilson, if you're listening, just be encouraged. And keep on doing what you're doing.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get off my phone.
I want to read.
No, he can get off of my phone before you read your text. And this is what I can tell you. It's your job now to go find Ms. Belinda Wilson.
And then
you go and interview. You're interviewing the offices of the Royal Opposition on Monday. And then you go and you do Ms. Belinda Wilson.
Ms. Wilson, I am coming looking for you.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of misinformation out there and people don't know. And I was so happy that you gave her those 20 minutes, God, to put the facts out there on her accomplishment and what she's been doing.
I give you and her whole show. This is what I do. I give. I ain't gonna take nothing for myself.
That woman, that's a waker.
So I know you
got plenty jokers out there, but that's a waker.
Let me go talk about her when she reached here. What does Texas say?
This Texas say, I know Belinda from 1995. Certainly prior to 2001, she's a good at fighting for workers' benefits.
I hope you all tell me why them children dumb.
Ain't got nothing to do with her.
That's what I want to know.
Ain't got nothing to do with her. Well, say good day, and I approved Gabby's message concerning Mistress Belinda Wilson.
What the
hell? A pace setter and a true woman in leadership. She is prime minister material like PM Motley. I love her sincerely. God, you see that? The people say they love them some Belinda.
You all better bring me and Chris something to eat and drink, because we ain't got to take this abuse from you all. Next call the line, go ahead. Carla, go ahead.
But, Gabby, the evidence right now, come on, a term is 3 years in.
This term
is 15 years or so now.
I think this is a seventh consecutive time being elected.
So that's the evidence right there. So hold on. She being to Ingram, Christie, Minnis, Fred Davis. The evidence right there, that's what we're doing an excellent job, man. And I back everything you say, Andrew, man. I back everything you say. We go consistently vote this person in 7 consecutive times and being doing a good job.
Now, my friend, I was bringing you this Bohemian coffee, but now I think you better buy me something today. You go buy me something today. I come in Bamboo Down right now.
All right, my pillows.
All right, man.
Listen, Grand Bahama got something to say in all on this.
Okay, what is it?
Grand Bahama say, God and Gabby, the Bohemian people are voting for Lady Belinda Johnson Wilson as the next Governor General of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. From the Mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudolph C. Stubbs Freeport.
Selah. I hear you. I hear you all. I want to know if you all paying me for PR.
We ain't the same PR. You say we speak in facts, right, God? We speak in the truth.
I like truth.
We like truth on this station. and Belinda Wilson is the truth. I've seen a lot of union leaders come and go and promote themselves. Anytime that woman gets up to a microphone or to a podium, it is on behalf of the people she has committed and dedicated her life to representing. I grew up, me, watching her serve with tenacity, grace, courage. It didn't matter who sat in the chair.
Y'all go do your own
thing. You know, none of them education ministers was a match for her.
Well, before I get out of here today, it's one more ministry I want to touch. You gotta let me touch this ministry.
Touch it. Go on.
You people in fisheries, listen to God's Minard Rosewell, please, today. In the name of the Savior and the Lord of the earth. Listen to God. We need some boat ramp, man. We need them boat ramps. Listen to me. I just got to say this to y'all. We need them boat ramps. That's 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years. We need boat ramp. You know, listen to me. Some things, God, we just could be easily fixed. Okay, who buys the boat? I buy the boat. I buy the trailer. I buy the truck. I buy the bait. I buy the ice. I buy all these things. And I can't get one decent boat ramp to go fishing in?
Yeah, and the blue economy is...
You know how dangerous it is going down the boat ramps? Your truck slipping in the water. You know what salt waters do to things? Mashing up your truck, mashing up your brakes, your calipers. I saw someone's
truck in there the other day.
I tell you, you're going overboard.
I literally saw someone's truck the other day, Monique, floating in the water.
Fix Adelaide ramp. Fix South Beach ramp. Fix Yamacraw ramp. Fix Monocule ramp. Fix out there by Gambia ramp. Fix out by Love Beach ramp. Just give us ramps that we could go down. Even if, let me put this out there for you, the government. Even if you charge me a little $10 to go down the ramp and provide me a little parking for extra $5 for my truck and trailer, or $15 a day or $20, I can pay that. I can pay that. But I need a decent ramp. This ain't hard, man.
Please give God a decent ramp.
We need ramps for the fishermen.
I need my hog snapper. I need that.
And how do people get fishing unless we go fishing, man?
I gonna need that guy because you done promised me that for a little while now.
You ain't getting that till I get my ramp. I want my ramp. So just you fight for Belinda Wilson, you go fight for my ramp.
I got her fighting. You better believe
we need ramps. Now, the police force, I know election coming. I know the police get an increment too. They get money too, the police.
They got money a while back, eh?
I asked if they're getting this thing coming now, between now and December.
I don't know because who was classified in it
I don't want to say everybody.
No. You see, you wasn't listening to your cousin because your cousin already specified that the people say it ain't everybody.
No, but it sounds like everybody because everybody talking with this increment. That's what you're talking about. So I don't know if they...
Everybody think
okay, listen how this goes. If you leave the police out, you know election right now. You don't know what the police is due for election. Why you act dumb like this, man? This ain't hard. You better give the police some money. The police can vote for you. Ain't this hard work?
That's how this way?
You tell me.
Or they just take your money and still vote you?
No, I think they take your money and you will give you a chance. But if you come too late, you're in trouble.
You wouldn't think that's the 4-year mark, though?
I think they get some before, like you said, they all right.
They all right. They sitting good.
Yeah, we ain't waking them hard. When last
I had to find out about that.
When last you see multiple roadblock and things like that on the road? When last you see that?
I've seen it. They've been consistent. Like when you hit family gathering around the top of the hill, it's consistently that's the sport they did.
That one fella right now. Fellas, let's take this last break before we get out of here. Guardian Radio today, 96.9 FM. You got Gabby here on the station. I'm Gosman. I'm Rosewell. We'll be right back.
Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So what are the boy?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. 2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Was buried alive, but I'm still breathing. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I got a feeling.
And we're back. Well, Gabby in here dancing. I don't know, boy. Her and this Belinda Wilson thing. She better bring it. They better bring it. I calling in on that show. Guess what? I can be
going to any matchup. I calling Belinda. Any one of them union leaders.
I know.
I'm putting Belinda against anyone.
I know. I come into the station that day, but I know I calling from the safety of my car, and I can say whatever I want to say from my car. Thank God for cell phones, man. That was always a pleasure to have you here. You know, you fill in for me from time to time. I didn't get a chance to publicly thank you for doing a great and tremendous job in my absence. And I try to share the love. This is what I do. You know, there's no, you know, me in any of this, no I. It's a Bahamian thing for me. And Gabby has stated, even when we first met with the other host, Howard Grant, she says, you know what, I think the young people needs to have a voice. And Howard said yes. And so I continued the trend, you know, just respectfully that, you know what, I do believe that we pass a torch from one to the other, you know. Mm-hmm. He's gone, I'm here, I'll be gone, Gabby will be here, Gabby will be gone, and someone else will be there. That's just the way the world works. And so what needs to happen is we need love.
Mm-hmm.
We need love, and I thank you for the love that you've shared here. And your husband just found out he born one day after my birthday. So I know what he's taking. I in charge, he come after. But when it comes to you, the bill is his. You go ahead, Gabby. You give me a farewell.
Listen.
And promote your Monday show.
Yeah, so next week, Monday, we'll have the leader of the opposition, the Honorable Michael C. Pintard, on to really talk about his plans for the future. We'll really dig deep into some conversation, so we invite you to tune in then. But I want to end this show by saying, if you're going into a fight, bring the big dog. Bring Belinda Wilson behind
you. She must be paying you. Folks, it's been Guardian Radio today, 96.9 FM. We're out of here. Have a great one. Z Line is next.
Whom shall I fail? I will stay alive, but I'm still breathing. I don't know what to mean, but I got a feeling.